We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith to Fruitfulness. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Sunday refused to join the church prayer and fasting at the beginning of the new year. He was tired and discouraged. He had entered the previous year with the same expectations, yet nothing seemed to change. He was still a slave to the same old sins, and there was very little evidence that he truly knew God. He was tormented by the same demons that had plagued him for years. When his friend Benjamin noticed that Sunday was neither fasting nor showing up for the daily prayers, he asked what was going on. Sunday explained that, despite many years of prayer and fasting, he was not making any real progress. It seemed as though Christianity was simply not working for him. Benjamin didn't have much to say at the moment, but he knew something was wrong, so he began to pray for Sunday. This was striking because Benjamin himself used to be a drug addict and a womanizer. The knowledge of God had transformed his life completely, like night and day. Sadly, Sunday could not say the same. What did Benjamin have that Sunday did not? Benjamin was discipled. Sunday was not. Sunday learned quickly how to pray in tongues, groan loudly, and even operate in certain spiritual gifts. Because of this, he felt no need to submit himself to discipleship, believing he was already mature. What he missed was the discipline of adding the supplements Peter speaks about in 2 Peter 1, qualities that make the pursuit of knowing God fruitful. As it stood, Sunday's pursuit of the knowledge of God was unfruitful because he lacked these supplements. For instance, even though he prayed for hours every day, he was arrogant and dishonorable. He did not understand the principle of honor. Go into today remembering this. If the supplements listed in 2 Peter 1 are not added to your faith, your pursuit of knowing God will be unfruitful. See 2 Peter 1:8. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 17 to 18. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.